Bias response teams have become a popular way to make college campuses more welcoming to their students. These groups address complaints of offensive or discriminatory speech, and almost every one of Colorado's major universities has had one at some point. But a new report by the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, or FIRE, says these teams may sometimes stifle free speech. KUNC's Anne Maria Wadd spoke with report author Adam Steinbaugh.
For those who are unfamiliar, can you just explain the concept of a bias response team for me?
A bias response team is essentially a system where a university asks students to report instances of offensive speech or conduct, whether concerning other students or faculty members, to the administration.
Throughout the report, the University of Northern Colorado is held up as something of a cautionary tale of how bias response teams can go awry. And we've reported before that UNC has decided to scrap the team as of last summer after a few controversial cases made national headlines. What did you find in UNC's approach to be so troubling?
Well, at the outset, their website said, if you've encountered instances of offensive classroom speech. So they were asking students to report professors or their classmates for saying something offensive in a classroom. And the classroom should be the kind of place where someone can set forth ideas that students might find offensive. The University of Northern Colorado eventually released some of the documents concerning the reports to their bias response team. And it essentially showed that professors were being told, you know, look, students were offended by these ideas that you were bringing up or the arguments you were making. You should avoid making similar arguments in the future, or else another administrator might come along and subject you to an investigation that might not be as friendly as this one.
The University of Colorado in Boulder has also shut down its team. You say CU protected students on the basis of their political beliefs. Now, this goes beyond protecting students based on their race, sexual orientation, or gender expression. What's problematic about this from FIRE's point of view?
Well, when you ask students to report one another for their political speech, they're essentially asking administrators to step in and side with them to say your political speech offended the student and therefore offended the university. Please don't do that again. That can have a very chilling effect. Some of the instances of speech that were reported there are somewhat ridiculous. So, for example, there was a student who wrote, no Canadians, please, on a whiteboard outside their dorm room. And for whatever reason, that necessitated an administrative response. And if I recall correctly, the police took a report about that.
I've seen some schools use bias response teams more as a way to kind of foster dialogue between two students who might not be understanding each other, rather than targeting them for some kind of discipline. Do you think that's the better way to go about it, or is there a right way to do this?
I think that if a campus wants to provide a form of mediation or a venue for students who disagree with one another to discuss matters, I think that that is not a bad thing at all. I think that, you know, the proper response to offensive speech is more speech. So if a university is telling a student, look, we understand that you're offended by this other person's speech, we think that you should discuss it with them, that in general is a good thing. The problem comes with bias response teams when they say that they are providing an educational response to students, and that becomes code word for, you know, calling the student into a meeting with an administrator and saying your speech is contrary to the values of this institution, and sending them on their way. That doesn't sound educational. That's not an instance of more speech. That's just a reprimand.
What's the biggest thing that you're hoping university leaders take away from your report?
It's a good thing for university administrators to listen to the concerns that students face and to give students support. But they need to be mindful that if they're going to be asking students to report speech to administrators, then administrators should at least be trained on recognizing First Amendment issues and understanding the context of the university and the importance of free speech on campus.
That was Adam Steinbaugh with the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education. He is the author of their first ever report on campus bias response teams. We also reached out to the schools that are named in this report. UNC, CU Boulder, and CU Denver have told us that there are still systems in place to handle certain complaints under federal civil rights laws. However, UNC is still working on a way to handle complaints of offensive speech that don't necessarily merit a legal response. CSU and University of Denver were both named in the report as having active bias response teams, and both schools have said that they stand by them. For KUNC, I'm Anne Marie Awad.